بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقبى الذين اتقوا وعقبى الكافرين النار.
Verse number 35. The description of paradise that those mindful of Allah, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, have been promised is that rivers flow below its palaces, its fruits are perpetual, and do not ever end unlike the fruit of the world, and its shade is everlasting without ever retracting. That is the outcome that awaits those who are mindful of Allah, by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. The outcome of the disbelievers is the fire, which they will enter to remain there forever.
وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضَهُ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو وَإِلَيْهِ مَآبِ.
Verse number 36. Those Jews to whom we gave Torah and those Christians to whom we gave the Injil rejoice in what has been revealed to you, O Messenger, because it conforms to some of what was revealed to them. Same factions of the Jews and Christians deny parts of what has been revealed to you, because it does not conform to their desires, or it describes them as having altered or distorted their religion. Say to them, O Messenger, Allah has only instructed me to worship Him alone, and not to associate any partners with Him. To Him alone I invite and not to anyone else. To Him alone is my return. This is what the Torah and the Injil taught.
وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد ما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق.
Verse number 37. Just as we sent down the previous scriptures in the language of their people, we have sent down to you, O Messenger, the Quran as a decisive word, indicating the truth in the Arabic language. If you, O Messenger, follow the desires of the people of the scripture, in their request to you to delete what does not conform to their desires, after you have received the knowledge that Allah has taught you, then you will not have anyone to take charge of your affairs and to assist you against your enemies, and you will not have anyone to protect you from Allah's punishment.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ.
Verse number 38. We sent messengers before you, O Messenger, who were human, so you are not nothing new among the messengers. We gave them wives and children, like other human beings. We did not make them angels who do not marry and have children. You are one of these messengers who marry and have children. Why then are these idolaters surprised at this? No messenger can bring a miracle except if Allah gives permission for him to do so. For every matter decreed by Allah, there is a book in which it is mentioned, and a time which will neither come too early nor too late.
يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِندَهُ الكتاب.
Verse number 39. Allah removes whatever good, evil, fortune, or misfortune He wills to remove, and He confirms whatever He wills. With Him is the preserved tablet, which is the source of all of that, and any erasure or confirmation that appears conforms to what is in it.
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ.
Verse number 40. If I show you, O Prophet, some of the punishment that we promised them before your death, then that is my choice. If I cause you to die before showing you that, then your duty is only to convey what we have instructed you to convey. It is not your duty to recompense them or to take them to account. That is my duty.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Verse number 41. Have these disbelievers not seen that we come to the land of the disbelievers, diminishing it from its borders by spreading Islam, and by the Muslims conquering it? Allah decides and decrees whatever He wills amongst His servants. No one can reverse, amend, or alter His decision. He, may He be glorified, is swift in reckoning, and He will take the earlier people and the later ones to account within one day.
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ.
Verse number 42. The previous communities had plotted and devised schemes against their prophets, and they rejected what they brought to them. What did they manage to do by such schemes? Nothing. This is because the effective plan is only that of Allah and no other. He, may He be glorified, is the one who knows what their souls earn, and He will recompense them for it. Then, they will know how wrong they were in not having faith in Allah, and how right the believers were, as they could have acquired paradise and the best outcome. Beneficial points. 1. Arousing the desire for paradise by giving its description of flowing rivers and perpetual provision and shade. 2. Clarification that messengers are human beings who have wives and offspring, and that our Prophet, peace be upon him, is nothing new among them. He is just like them in that aspect.
ويقول الذين كفروا لست مرسلا قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم ومن عنده علم الكتاب.
Verse number 43. Those who disbelieved in Allah say, You, O Muhammad, have not been sent by Allah. Tell them, O Messenger, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, to the fact that I have been sent from my Lord to you, as well as those who have knowledge of the heavenly scriptures that contain my description. The one for whom Allah is a witness to His truthfulness is not harmed by the rejection of those who deny Him. Abraham. Surah Ibrahim. Themes of the Surah. A description of the function of messengers and their eagerness to remove people from the darkness of idolatry to the light of monotheism despite the reluctance of their people to give strength to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to warn those who do wrong.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Ra. كتاب أنزل أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book which I have revealed to you, so that you may lead people out of darkness and into light, by the will of their Lord, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. The discussion in similar letters has already been passed in Surah Al-Baqarah. This Quran is a book that I revealed to you, O Messenger, so that you may remove people from disbelief, ignorance, misguidance to faith, knowledge and guidance to the religion of Islam, which is the way of Allah, the Mighty whom no one can overpower, the one who deserves praise in everything.
Allah الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد.
Verse number 2. Allah to whom alone belongs whatever is in the heavens, and to whom alone belongs whatever is on earth. He alone is the one who deserves to be worshipped, and that nothing of his creation be associated as partner to him. Those who disbelieved in Allah will receive the severe punishment.
الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد.
Verse number 3. Those who disbelieved in Allah prefer the life of the world and its transient pleasures over the afterlife with its eternal bliss. They turn people away from Allah's path, and they seek to distort His path, make it divert from the truth and move away from uprightness, so that no one treats it. Those described with such attributes are in error that is far from the truth and righteousness.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Verse number 4. We did not send any messenger except that we sent him speaking the language of his people, so that they could easily understand what he brought from Allah. We did not send him to compel them to have faith in Allah. For Allah misguides whoever he wills out of his justice, and guides whoever he wills through his grace. He is the Mighty, whom no one can overpower, and the wise in his creation and planning.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجَ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
Verse number 5. We had sent Musa and supported him with miracles indicating his truthfulness, and that he was indeed sent by his Lord. We instructed him to remove his people from disbelief, ignorance, and slavery, to faith, knowledge, and freedom from the enslavement of Pharaoh and his people. We instructed him to remind them of Allah's days, on which he blessed them with his favors, and of the days of his retribution, on which he took the deniers to task. In those days there are clear signs of Allah's oneness, his magnitude of power, his favor to the believers, and his punishment of the wrongdoing deniers. This is something that will be of benefit to those who are steadfast in following Allah and who constantly show gratitude for his favors and blessings. Beneficial points. 1. The function of the Qur'an and the purpose of its revelation is guidance, by removing people from the darkness of falsehood to the light of truth. 2. Messengers are sent in the language of their people, because this is more effective for their being understood, accepted, and followed. 3. The function of messengers are summarized in their guiding and leading people out of darkness to light.